Today's Torah portion is Torah portion Teruma, and it is found in Exodus 25:1-27:19. We didn't hear earlier. Here's the verses that we read in Hebrew. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take an offering for me. You are to take my offering from everyone who is willing to give." Dear Lord, I pray that I thank you for this Shabbat, and I pray that you will just give us your peace this morning, and as we look in your Torah, that you would just speak to us the words that you would have us hear. In your name. Okay, so this might not make a whole lot of sense because I wrote half of it last night and half of it this morning, but at least it will make more sense than the time I didn't know I was doing it until I was carrying the Torah around. Okay, so this Torah portion tells us about the tabernacle in chapter 25:1-40, all the way to chapter 26, tells us all about the furnishings of the tabernacle, including the Ark of the Testimony, or the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord's table for the bread, and also the lampstand, or menorah. And all of chapter 26 tells of the actual building, or tent, of the tabernacle, and its detailed construction. Something that I have found interesting in this Torah portion was just the amount of materials that was necessary to make this holy place. And I've wondered, where did all this stuff come from? Where they were just carrying it around, they just found it in the desert or something? But if we remember earlier in Exodus, we can find that the Israelites took all these fine treasures and stuff from the Egyptians as they were leaving Egypt. And the Egyptians gave it freely when the Israelites asked for it, for obvious reasons, of course. But we see in the opening verses of chapter 25 that the Lord didn't just say, "Remember all that stuff you guys took, hand it over." No, he only took an offering from people who were willing to give it freely. And it might be worth noting that the Israelites didn't say, just give us all your stuff. They said, "Can we have the stuff?" And they only took it if the Egyptians were willing to give it freely. In the same way the Lord asked for it from the Israelites. Now back to the tabernacle. The instructions are clear as a bell, and they have to be. This is where Adonai himself dwelt among his people, and he is perfect and holy, so his house should be as close to that as it can get. The Lord shows us how to make... The Lord shows how to make the tabernacle, supplies all the materials, and then blesses the people with the skill sets to accomplish it. Just like how the Lord is perfect and holy, all he does is perfect and holy. He has a purpose for everything and everyone. He calls us to that with his Spirit. Only when we heed the call does he bless us with things that he has planned for us, and we can experience true peace and joy from him, for that is where we truly belong, and therefore where we are truly happy. I think sometimes we forget just how holy the Lord is, and also that his laws are absolutely necessary to have a relationship with him. If we forget the Torah and treat it like a failed plan of God's or something, or some distant thing that doesn't concern us, then not only are we diminishing the Lord's sovereign power in our own perception, not literally, but also that mindset makes our Savior's death less important, again in our own perception. For by the grace of God, knowing that we could not keep his laws, he sent his Son, one, to save us from death with his death and resurrection, conquering death. Two, to atone for our sins by being tested in every way as we were, and yet fulfilling where we have been fulfilling. And three, to seal it all in his own blood. If the Lord treated his law so that he made himself a man and died to fulfill it for us, How dare we ignore it? And ignore it and use grace as an excuse to keep on sinning willingly. As Paul says, should we keep on sinning that grace may abound? May it never be. The point that I'm trying to make is this. We should always remember God's Torah and his holiness in its fullness, for it shows us just how much just how great of a work his salvation is. And the second point, we will be blessed if only we heed his call to give of ourselves, for in that we find true life. Shabbat shalom.